Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Okay, and welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. I believe we're on the air. Doing this in video also today. I've been encouraged to do the show in video, so we're going to give it a shot. And if it doesn't come out in video, I might just edit that part out. But for now, we're going to go ahead. Might as well. So I'm sitting here in my own studio, and I've got, again, the daily three that we talk about often in the program, on the email. And if you aren't on our email list, just head on over to briandoleary.com, and you can sign up for the O'Leary letter. We get that to you every day or pretty close to it. And we have some fun stuff over there. A lot of times it's just this podcast delivered to you in inbox form. So if nothing else, sign up and you'll get those podcasts delivered to you. And in the meantime, we will just, well, anyway, on to the daily three. So the first thing I had written in my notes and on my piles that I go through and pick out some things that seem interesting to me in the day at hand, and we'll get to why in a second. But the first thing I want to talk about is don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. And that's, I think, a pretty good point that a lot of folks don't quite understand, that we often want to take advice or criticism criticism from anyone, and we're willing to take it, but be wary of the folks who are giving this to you. If you wouldn't go ahead and take their advice, don't take their criticism. Now, today, earlier in the day, we had several conversations with people, and you know, whether in the coaching form or consulting type thing, and these are people I would also, in turn, take advice from. And they are willing to take advice from me, so therefore they will take criticism from me and some of the things they do. And oftentimes, and I'll be the first to admit that there are some things that just fly right over my head and are so obvious. And I was doing a critique of a podcast, and which I do over, you can go to O'Leary and Company. And that's one of the things we do. We offer a free critique of your podcast if that's something you want to do. I'm not saying that I'm the world's best podcaster. I say, you know, I'm pretty consistent with this thing. I'm not necessarily the most proficient or the most able. My studio, as you can tell here, is kind of slapped together, but whatever. We have a lot of experience doing this, podcasting and so forth, and not necessarily in the video. So I'm welcome to the criticism from some folks on the video aspect of all this stuff. But I was also in an email conversation with a fella today. He does email marketing similar to what I do. And I was just saying, man, I'm really enjoying your emails as of late and getting way better at them. And, you know, I'm taking lessons also for sure. But I asked him, so, hey, can you, you know, just briefly look over this thing that I'm doing? And I got a list of stuff that, boy, I need to concentrate on, because it's just, they're simple things with, you know, website design and little email stuff. And so that's someone I would take advice from. And so I'll take his criticism. And I think that we need to look to these people and cultivate a list of folks out there who can do that for us and can be the people that we're willing to take criticism from. Don't take criticism from everybody who just is out there to criticize you and bring you down, in other words. So that brings me to my second point. And the second point is a, I don't know who came up with this, but I wrote it down and it was in my notes. And I need to do a better job of accounting where all this stuff comes from. But right now, I write things down. None of this stuff is original to me by any means. So keep that in mind. And I just standing on the shoulder of giants, really. Shoulders of giants. And so the hardest battle you will fight is in living in a world where every single day, someone, at least someone, is trying to make you into someone you don't want to be. And I think we see this in our lives, and whether it manifests every single day, maybe not. And well, even if it doesn't, there's somebody out there usually trying to change you into something you're not. Pick anything, whether it's the career you choose, the clothes you wear, the things you say or don't say. And this is not to say that this criticism might not be valid, but getting back to point number one, if this is a person that you wouldn't take advice from, do not take criticism from that person who's trying to change you into something you don't want to be. Have a goal, a plan, like I say, oftentimes, a plan of what you want to be, who you want to be, what you want to do, how you want to go forward with your life, and take criticism from the people that are on your team. We talk a lot about being on each other's team in this whole thing. And there's certain people I want on my team and a lot of people these days that I don't want on my team whatsoever. So, and then some people can just sit on the sidelines as far as I'm concerned and free agents. But if you're taking criticism from these folks who want you to be something that you're not or don't want to be, you know, just make sure that if you are taking criticism from them, that you take advice from them too. So, because otherwise, what are we doing here in this life of ours? We're constantly being beaten down by the forces around us, and we don't want that. Well, I don't think, and I just don't think that makes for a life well lived. Brings me to my third point, which we talk about, or I talk about a lot in my, or used to anyway, in when I used to coach baseball. Coach sports. We talk a lot about controlling the controllables. Sounds a little redundant or whatever, but control the things you have control over. And it's not, some people want to say, oh, don't worry. Don't really worry about the things you can't control. No, you got to take initiative of the things that are out of your control. And you can only, obviously, control the things within your control. So what is it that we can control? We can control our actions, and we can control the words we use. We can control our routines, daily routines. I find that rather helpful to have routines that we get into every day. If you get out of routine, things don't really go too well, but don't make it your routine into a superstition. Talk about this a lot. Superstitions and routines are different. Superstitions are destructive. Routines tend to be constructive. I wish I have it around somewhere else, but watching the U.S. Open golf coverage over the weekend, last weekend, I guess it was, Brad Faxon on the coverage talked about routines a bit, and I wrote it down. I wish I had what he had to say. But I thought that it was pretty good. And I'll maybe in one of these future podcasts, I'll get into that a little more. But then watching the post-match or post-open coverage, Brandel Chamblee, analyst for the Golf Channel, he was like totally against. I don't know if it was against Faxon. I didn't get to see the intro to what he was talking about. I just turned it on later. But I think him and Faxon are at loggerheads in some cases. I think I read that. I don't know exactly what for, but either way, Chamblee was he was poo-pooing the routine. He's like, yeah, just get up and hit it, and you don't need a routine. Your routine is only for like the mentally weak. And it's like, not really. I mean, the routine helps to strengthen the mental game in sports and in life. I truly believe that. And maybe you're not conscious of your routine, but you know, coming from Brandel Chamblee, he's good golfer, pro tour player, but I'm like never one of the elites. And I don't know how he's on air, but whatever. It's not particularly, you know, useful for me to hear Brandel Chamblee talking like he's Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods out there. And he's like, Jack didn't have a routine on like the clutch putts. He stocked his putts and then got up there and hit it. And this, well, like he's got a routine of what's going on in his head. I'm pretty sure, pretty guaranteed. And he showed some clips of Tiger Woods doing something out of the ordinary in a particular golf tournament years ago. And you're like, hey, see, he didn't have a routine. I'm like, come on, Brandel. Tiger has his routine, whatever it is. Guys shooting free throws have their routine in basketball. Baseball, hitters, they have a routine getting into the box. And these days, it's probably sped up a little bit. Same thing with pitchers. But there's a routine that they go through. And you can get out of routine. That's fine. And you're not going to totally fail. But it's there. It's there for you to depend on when things may get a little tough or whatever. But it's there. And you can use that routine as a way or something to lean on. And whether it's your daily schedule, that's a huge thing. Like our routine is to get up in the morning and shower or put our clothes on. I mean, even I have a routine. When I put my clothes on, it's a routine. I learned this from the mental game of baseball. I don't know if it was a specific lesson, but I remember it's like, well, I think a question in that game, in that book was, how do you get dressed? Like, I don't put my clothes on, I guess. I was like, well, maybe think about it a little bit. Maybe put your socks on first, or maybe put your left sock on first, your right sock on next, then your pants. I don't know. I mean, but then it slows everything down if you get into that routine, and it's not a superstition. See, I took that, and I think I've been putting on my left sock first and then my right sock pretty much every day since I was probably 16, 17 years old. And that's just how I do it. You know, how do you put your pants on? One leg at a time. I think I usually put my left leg in first. I don't know if I have that down to a routine. I don't specifically have, but my socks. But then, like, okay, what am I doing putting my left sock on first before my right sock? I'm slowing things down. I'm thinking about it. I'm being, particular about what I think. And then I can slow down also. And the routine is I don't have to concentrate on putting on my sock. I can start thinking about other things that are going on, planning out my day even more. And just, it gives me a few extra beats to really think about the purpose of what I'm doing that day. And, you know, things go haywire eventually, and oftentimes pretty soon after that, but whatever. What else can we control? We can control what we read and what we don't read. We can control what we watch on television and now the internet and what we don't watch. And some things are going to get us ahead, and a lot of things are going to get us behind. And I think that lesson is pretty self-evident. And I think we just, one of those things, we need to be conscious of that. My routine in the morning, I don't even know if it's a good routine. When I sit down at my desk, I open up my emails and start reading through my emails for a while, usually 20 minutes, and get what I can get out of that. And then I put that aside for a while and get down to business. I don't know. I might use some advice from some people that I know some people say, oh, that's not the best thing to do first thing in the morning. Well, I get a lot of emails. I'm afraid I'm going to get behind. So I do that, and I take care of that pretty early in the day. But I'm willing to change that routine. It's not a superstition by any means. So, and what else can we control? We can control how we evaluate our priorities every day. So I take that email example. I email, for me, being in the email business by and large, I got to, you know, keep up with emails. I mean, people send me emails. You can send me emails at briandealeary.com contact page if you like. And so I'm in that game. And so that's a priority for me and what we do here on the show. And what else can we control? We can control how we, the self-talk, the, you know, whether it's positive or negative. Sometimes, you know, I'm a big positive self-talk guy, but I'm not a big rah-rah self-esteem guy either. And sometimes you need to talk to yourself I don't know about entirely negatively, but give yourself a kick in the keister, and that can help. But by and large, positive words and emotions toward your own self is certainly something you can control. And one other thing that I don't have written down here that we can control is our breathing and our, to some degree, our heart rate based on that. I just noticed, and I even talked about it, slowing down a little bit. And, you know, that can help relaxation and focus of the mind, focus of the task at hand. So those are all helpful. And then, you know, how we treat others, frankly, you know, that is a huge, huge thing. Like your personal actions toward other people, you can control that. It's not like you don't have zero control over it. Even my 4 and 6 year old, on the surface, it might look like they have no control. They have a little, not as much as we do, but they do have a bit of control over that. And, you know, that's a constant learning process. And when they're 6 and 8 or 8 and 10, or, you know, they'll be more conscious of that and how they talk to others and treat others. And like, every day, we got to be a little bit better at that too. I really believe that. What can't we control? And this is a big thing. We can't control what other people say and do, especially as it's directed toward us. You see this on social media a lot. People might attack you for something you say, criticize you for whatever reason. I have no control over it. I got control over what I post, what I say on there. That's about it. Who I direct it to. But be conscious of that. So don't just fire at the hip on the social media. Sometimes, you know, it's part of the fun part of that about it sometimes, but, you know, be conscious of that. And, you know, I find a good way to get over that. What you can control, you can control your mocking of them. If you have a legitimate point and they make fun of you for that, you can mock them back by, say, retweeting them or quote tweeting something or else. But that's just tactics in the Twitter game. You can't change what happened in the past. And I think a lot of us, myself included, struggle with that notion that we can't change our past experiences or the mistakes other people have made on our behalf, or, you know, in a relationship with us, whatever that might be. You can't change it. You can change your actions now and how you treat them or ignore them or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of cases where engaging with toxic people is not what you need to do, or certainly you can't do it. And so that's, you can control that, who you engage with and what you engage with, what kind of content, just like we talked about what we read and what we watch. People, same way. What happens around us in this world? I mean, I can't control what happens in Washington, D.C. Even one vote, maybe. I mean, but even the going to the voting booth, I'm not changing anything. I get to put some, I don't know, not even a cent worth, not let alone 2 cents. I don't even, you know, we're talking fractions of satoshis here for all you in the Bitcoin world. So we don't have much influence there. We can't control the weather. We can't control anything like that. Some of the people, the climate change, global warming people, think we can. You really can't. Same thing like voting. You can do your part probably to some degree, but it takes a lot of other people getting on board to get whatever that task is that needs to get done. And so we can't control what's happening outside of our little realm, and even what you do, people's reaction to that, you can't change. You can't control that. I can control doing my podcast every day or most every day. I can control sending out emails to people that they like to read. I can't control if people read them or watch or listen. Can't control that. I have no control over what you do, but I appreciate it that you are listening to this. We can control our response to what happens when you see your engagement is down or engagement is up. I think it's, you know, a lot easier if, it's like in the world that I'm in, if our podcast is getting a lot more listens one day than the other, or our emails are getting more engagement for whatever reason. I can look at that. I can control what I do with my next email or podcast, the content involved. And people have been with me for a while. I've changed my content quite a bit. I mean, you look behind me, it was all sports all the time for most of my life. And I still love sports, but I can't control what these people do to the leagues and the different sports that have more or less been ruined for me. I can't control that. I can watch. Like, I watched the golf tournament last weekend. I'm not watching it this weekend probably, but I enjoy golf. I enjoy baseball. I love it. I love football and basketball. The NBA draft was last night, and I kept up on the internet about it with at least with Portland, who Portland drafted. But other than that, out of my control, what they do and how they're torpedoing their sports and whatever. I can't do anything about it. You can control your reaction to it. And I don't have any interest in, trying to ruin sports. I don't want to make them better. Just like I want to make this culture better, more robust. I would like that if it translated back to sports, because I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned in sports. But that's our power. Our power is controlling what we can control, controlling the controllable. And that goes for who we interact with, who we take criticism from. Is the person that you're taking criticism from someone that you would take advice from? Think about that. I reckon that it's better off if you do it that way. And just keep in mind also the second point that I made today too, is that the hardest battle you will fight is living in a world where every single day someone is trying to make you be someone you don't want to be. I don't know if I necessarily want to be a podcaster or known for podcasting, but what I do want to be is someone that can be out in front changing the culture in a positive way. And we talk about my tagline here. You probably see it up above, I think. I think I have it on there. I haven't looked. But it's serious content amidst, here we go, serious content amidst an unserious culture. And by all accounts, we live in an entirely unserious culture today. And those unserious people are the ones that want to change you. They want you to be less serious about them. Well, no. Control what you can control. You can't control everything, but you can control your words. You can control your routine. You can control what you do, your actions. You can control the choices you make. Food is a great example. Sometimes I'm really good what goes in my body, and sometimes I'm really bad. Been a big candy week for some reason. But better recover from that. And I noticed those are the choices that I've made. But I can't change the past. Can't do it. Just got to move on, keep on going forward. What can we watch on television that's going to edify us? What can we read that's going to edify us? These are things we can control. And I was on a podcast earlier this week, and I will just leave it at that. Leave it here. Be the last thing I'll have to say for today's show. I was on a podcast that came out earlier this week, and you can go to briandoleary.com/flattery. And it's Andy Flattery's program, The Reformed Financial Advisor. And we talked about all the books we've been reading and are going to read and so forth this summer. And then on that page, briandoleary.com/flattery, I have links to all those books that I mentioned on that show. And I recommend going and listening to that program, because we talk about like our reading routines and why this, you can see I've got a bunch of books behind me here. It's important, not that you read every single one, but you know why you want to read certain things. And off camera here, I got it is really, over this side of me here, it's really my stack that I'm going through right now. A lot of these, mostly back here, I've read most all those, or most of them, but or if I've just had to put them aside for a while because they weren't doing it for me for whatever reason, and maybe I'll come back to them, maybe I won't. But either way, some of them are organized into they look nice back there on the shelf, but again, briandoleary.com/flattery. We'll have that all in the show notes. Once again, go to briandoleary.com. I mentioned Twitter earlier. Let's see, Twitter, at Brian D. O'Leary on Twitter. If you're on there, you can go log in and see what I'm up to. It's usually not a ton. But I like to get in contact with the folks out there, and I haven't really promoted it much at all, if ever. But anyway, BrianDeOLeary.com is where you go. Sign up for our daily emails, and our podcasts are on the front page now. And that's about all I got. So thank you, folks, for listening, and we'll be back with you soon enough. And thanks for engaging with me on video for the first time, or first time as of late. Anyway, all right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.